From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Lauren Dzinski reports for CNN that Governor Cuomo made it clear November 27th he is not running for president in 2020. Cuomo said on WNYC Radio with host Brian Lehrer, and I quote, "I'm ruling it out. I ran for governor. I have a full plate. I have many projects, so I'm going to be here doing the job of governor. I am governor of New York, and I have a lot to do," end quote. Cuomo was elected for his third four-year term on November 6. Later in the interview, Lehrer pushed Cuomo on the topic again. He asked the governor, and I quote, "So you're not ruling it out," end quote. Cuomo replied, and I quote, "No, I am ruling it out," end quote. Read the full story on the CNN website. Daniel Zuckerman reports for the Columbia Green Media that Bottini Fuel, with a Tannersville office, has been ordered to pay more than $3.2 million in criminal restitution and civil damages after falsifying business records, according to a statement from the State Attorney General's office. The scheme diverted more than $1.7 million from customer credit balances, which will now also be returned. Bottini Fuel is based in Wappingers Falls. In Wappingers Falls Village Justice Court, pleaded guilty there November 27th to second-degree falsifying business records, a Class A misdemeanor. Attorney General Barbara Underwood said in a statement, and I quote, "Bottini Fuel orchestrated a brazen scheme to defraud its customers for the benefit of the company and its owners. The conduct was long-standing and harmed individual business and government customers," end quote. Bottini officials downplayed the malfeasance. The statement from Bottini read, and I quote, "We regret that mistakes were made resulting in account overpayments not being returned to a small number of customers. All funds have been returned in full to the state and will be available to be reclaimed by customers," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Kenneth Labette is reporting in the New York Daily News that the Communications Workers of America and Local 32BJ of the Service Employees International Union are pushing to create a statewide campaign public finance system similar to the one in New York City. With Democrats in charge of all three branches of government in Albany for the first time in years, all sorts of special interests are lining up their request. The unions are working with a group called Fair Elections for New York, working for campaign finance and electoral reforms in 2019. 32BJ political director Allison Hirsch said, and I quote, "Given the changes in the Senate and in Albany, we feel there's more a possibility of getting it done, so it's an increased priority this coming year. We need to change the rules of the game, the rules of our democracy, and make it more accessible for working people to really participate at all levels, including running for office," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily News. Read the full story in the New York Daily News. A winter weather advisory has been issued from 7 p.m. Tuesday, November 27th through 7 p.m. Wednesday, November 28th, for East Central New York, Southern Vermont, and Western Massachusetts by the National Weather Service in Albany. Snow is expected. Total snow accumulations will average 2 to 6 inches, with higher amounts in higher elevations. Winds gusting as high as 35 miles an hour. The National Weather Service is warning that travel could be difficult and the hazardous conditions could impact the morning or evening commute Wednesday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.